It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hope you've had an awesome week so far. Great to have you on board to talk movies on this Thursday. JT and Grant Lee here. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Thursday? You must be getting excited for next couple of weeks.
Why is that?
Oscars.
Oh, yes, the Oscars. Yes, of course. No, of course it is. I don't know. I thought, am I getting something? No,
you've already had your birthday.
Yeah. I know the Oscars. Yeah, I do agree. I can't believe how fast it's coming up. But I am well prepped. I feel good this year. I feel better than last year. I feel like I'm onto some winners, and I feel like my my method can't lose. So how are you feeling about your predictions?
Well, after hearing you say that, I'm actually feeling a little scared now.
It's okay, Mr. Lee. Don't feel scared, okay?
I do.
No, don't fear. Don't fear. Just take it and you'll be all right, okay? Oh, dear. Yeah, but we will find out. Because it's on Monday week, right? So,
Yeah, not far away.
Next Friday will be our Oscars special. We're going to do a whole show dedicated to talking about the nominees. And then Grant Lee and I will lock in our all-important tips, our predictions, to see who comes out the Oscars champion of 2026.
Which hopefully will be me.
Oh, I don't know. You need redemption, Miss Lee. You've waited 12 months.
I do.
For this. 12
I
months.
Have. I've waited a long 12 months. I do need to win. So next year could be a good decider, anyway.
All I can say is do not stuff it up. Okay, well, let's get into talk and flicks. What's happening on the show today, Mr. Lee? I know that you've got lots of notes here, so it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, look, we're going to see what's opening today, which we've got two different movies. One is called How to Make a Killing, which stars the very talented Glenn Powell. He's in everything, isn't he?
He is.
He's been in so many movies. And also The Bride, which is a remake of all those Bride Frankenstein movies, all that sort of thing, and a very different Christian Bale. So that'll be interesting. We've also got advanced screenings of Goat, which we'll talk about, but the big one is The Real News, which I must say I will be going out on the red carpet, and there's a movie sequel coming out, which the franchise has been out for a long time, so you'll have to wait until Real News to find out what that franchise is.
And the top fives too, we'll find out which is the number one film in the country and around the globe this week. And I think you'll be very pleased, especially if you like horror movies.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
As I just said, How to Make a Killing, which is opening today. It's a drama crime thriller starring Glenn Powell, Margaret Qualley, and Bill Camp. And it's all about a person who is disowned by his own family, who are obscenely wealthy. And the only way this character can get his money is to kind of meet the family, but he kind of meets them in a different way. He then kills the family to get to the top.
Oh, gee, that's not good.
Yeah. No, not good at all. But, you know, if there's a lot of money involved, what are you going to do? You want your money and you want to be part of the family, don't you?
So you'll kill for it, obviously. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
Okay. Gun to your head. What would you even do with $1 billion?
Why do you have a gun in my head?
Since the day I was born, my mother told me we were different. Yes, she had been disowned by her family. But someday, I would become the sole heir, the real estate. Planes, an island or two.
Beckett, no way.
So are you living in the city now?
Yeah, I do. A little outside of it.
Whatever happened to the Redfellow family fortune?
I'll inherit it. Someday.
Well, call me when you've killed them all.
I
There were seven of them. Seven rich pricks. Between myself and $28 billion. If I were to prune a few branches of the family tree...
Wait. Who are you?
I'm back in.
Two calls, two emails.
Been occupied.
With what?
Occupations.
Been working your way up the financial ladder. Filthy business, though.
Hope this isn't a bad time.
We had an agreement.
You don't get out of here until you come clean.
Have you heard about the Red Fellows?
What about them?
I wonder who's next. If I were you, I might be nervous. Until then, I'm sure you'll make a killing.
How to Make a Killing.
How good is that score?
It's great. It's good music.
Isn't it?
Mm.
I love it. That has really sucked me in just for the music.
Very big band. I like it.
Yeah. God. I will just let you know, JT, that if I was after a lot of money, I wouldn't go off killing people. I don't think that's going to be a good thing.
You don't reckon so?
In real life. Movies, yes, because it's entertaining, but not in real life, because I know you wouldn't come and visit me in jail.
No, I wouldn't waste my time, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, I know. I know you too well.
I see your place card.
The other movie that opened today is The Bride. Now, this is a romance horror drama, and it stars Jessie Buckley, which, what was the movie she was just recently in? Hamnet.
She's up for an Oscar for that, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Christian Bale, Jake Gyllenhaal, Peter Skarsgård and Annette Bening are all in this horror romance drama, and it is all about when Frankenstein is going back to the 1930s Chicago and he wants a companion. So they bring back a dead girl, and that's how the bride is born.
Does Annette Bening play the dead girl? I don't know, like...
No,
Annette Bening, sure?
No, Annette Bening's good. She's a good girl. She can't play the dead bride, no. She only plays good parts.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. Let's have a listen to the bride.
Was I just the same before the accident?
There wasn't any accident. Everything we did it on purpose. There is nothing left to do now but live.
What's my name? I can't remember.
Monstrous.
So is that part of Annette Bening that didn't know what her name was?
It did sound like it, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I just for the record, just so you know, I did actually Google some pictures of her, and I put in Annette Bening 1980s just to have a look and see what you could be looking at. And I can tell you, she was okay back then. She was.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Yeah.
She was stunning back then.
Yeah. Well, compared to Margot, you know.
Oh, look. There's,
chalk and cheese, really. I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, she was nice. She was nice. Yeah. So I can see
but
why
as they say, it's 6'7".
Please do never do that again, okay? I don't know what you were doing there. It looked really weird.
Look, if it's Margot or Annette, you know.
As the kids say, Mr. Lee, that is not cool. Okay. Well, unless the kids do it.
Okay. I will.
You scare me sometimes. That is The Bride, and that is out now. If you can compose yourself, maybe you can give us a list of other great movies that are out as well at the moment.
Yeah, look, we've got Avatar, Fire and Ash, Crime 101, Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert. Did you know that's what it stood for?
Well,
Fackham Hall. We've got advanced screenings of Goat. Now, this is a great animated movie and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to watch it. It officially starts next week. But so if you want to jump the queue, see it this weekend. Hamnet, The Housemaid, Scream 7, Send Help, Shelter, Solo Mio, Song Sung Blue, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, Whistle, Wuthering Heights and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for session times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, we're off to Vietnam today, Mr. Lee, and you get to go first. You get to do the top five for Vietnam. I'm seeing some
interesting... I always wanted to go there.
Have you? Well, why haven't you gone there yet? I mean, you go everywhere else.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. My sister is actually going there very shortly. So I'm going to hear all the rundown after she gets back. So I probably will book something after.
Just go. This is awful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the five.
Well, number five for Vietnam, we've got Goat. Number four is A Gift from Heaven. Number three is Santa Fo. Po?
Po. Is that like the soup?
Yeah, that's what I thought about.
Yeah.
Number two, A Room Called Home, and number one for Vietnam, Little Rabbit.
What an exciting top five. Seriously.
The only one I know in it is Goat.
Goat, yes. Little Rabbit sounds good, but I mean, yeah, I can't judge it off anything. I haven't seen it. Anyway, let's do the real top five. Let's go to Oz and let's see what kind of... And sorry if you're living in Vietnam right now listening to this. We do like your movie. She's a little bit behind at the moment. Let's do the top five for Oz. Number five is Pegasus 3. Don't know about anything about that one, Mr. Lee. Where did that come from? Well, clearly,
it's a Chinese movie.
Well, clearly the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 was not showing that movie because it's not been on our list. No.
No, it hasn't.
No? Okay. Yeah. Okay, number four is Epic, the Elvis Presley concert. Number three is Crime 101. Number two is Wuthering Heights, Margot. Great to see. Number one, oh my lordy, I'm excited about this. Bring the bells and whistles, please. Number one, Scream 7. Woo!
That's pretty big.
That is huge, isn't it? That's awesome.
And it was number one in the US as well, so it has certainly taken off, so which is good news for a franchise that has been around for 30 years.
Yeah, just incredible. But it's also great to see a horror movie at number one. So for everyone who went and saw it, thank you very much.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right, Mr. Lena, you're going to the red carpet and you're doing something that ties in with Scream 7, right?
Yeah, look, this movie I actually love. I've loved every single one of them. It is Scary Movie 6, but apparently it's going to just be called Scary Movie. It is the sixth one in the franchise, but it's just going to be called Scary Movie. And it's good to see the Wayans brothers are back, and they will be mocking Wednesday, Megan, Sinners, Ghostface, and many, many more. And that's what they do really well, don't they?
They do.
Anna Faris is back. Regina Hall is back. And those two were in the first four, and they were brilliant. Anna Faris, I think that's where she got her start, because she just played that ditzy blonde girl so well. And she's nothing like that. She plays serious parts too. But, yeah, very excited. And I don't have a release date yet for it, but it will be out this year.
Great. So that is Scary Movie 6 that's just called Scary Movie. In some celebrity news, now I had actually heard this one during the week, Zendaya and Tom Holland, they're hitched.
Yeah, which I'm really surprised because they did it in secret.
But most people are these.
I suppose, you know what? Good on them for doing it because, you know, if anyone got hold of the photos or anything, everyone would be making money out of it. But, yeah, so they're actually tied the knot and they've been going out for a long time now, which is really good. Selena Gomez, she skipped the Actor Awards. She was nominated for a TV show called Only Murders in the Building, but she didn't go and there's no official reason yet. Which is not good. I actually like Selena Gomez. She's done some great acting in both TV and in movies. So I'm not sure why she did. Some other exciting news. Paramount has secured the Warner Brothers deal because you know how this big thing has been happening over the last month or so about some streaming service was going to buy and do some bad things to Warner Brothers. Well, it's good to see Paramount are going to actually get that merger. But I must say, I think they're paying for it. It's like something like $800 and something billion. It's some astronomical amount of money. It's just like more money than I see.
And that's the S word we don't use, Mr. Lee. You know that, yes. Don't you?
Yes.
The secret S word.
Correct.
Yes. James Bond, who's going to be the next 007, Mr. Lee? Because I'm hearing there are some considerations like Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jacob Elordi, our very own, and possibly Tom Holland.
Yeah, and still no official comment yet out of the James Bond camp. It's still speculation at this moment in time. But how good is it that an Aussie may play James Bond again? Ooh, and I reckon Jacob would be quite good at it. I don't know about Tom Holland. I don't know. No. I think if it was out of the two, I'd go Aaron or Jacob. Jacob for sure. But, yeah. But it would be good because Bond 26, we need another James Bond soon because we haven't had one since, it would be a few years now, 5-6 years.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, he was the last one, but it's been a long time since we've had it. And because it is very hard, grueling doing all this. Because how many did Daniel Craig do? Did he do 3 or 4?
You're not throwing me on the bus again, are you? Because you understand I'm ill-prepped on that question.
I should have prepped myself on that one, but I didn't. Anyway, that is my real news for this week.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
It's very exciting. I can now confirm for Tamworth Walker and Orange, we've got Othello coming in March 29. Then we've got the National Theatre Lives all back. May 10, we'll have All My Sons. June 7, The Audience with Helen Mirren. June 28, we'll have The Playboy of the Western World. And then July 26, we've got the National Theatre's Les Liaisons, Dangerous Souls or something, is it?
Well, I don't tend to go see it, so I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
All I know is that these are very popular and they do book out, so make sure. Yeah. Can you get tickets now?
Unfortunately not. But, yeah, I will let you know when the tickets are on sale. So,
good man.
So at least you won't miss out because I know you don't want to miss out.
Thank you.
Now, in Wagga, they've got a Bollywood movie coming up on March 20. Called Dharaha.
You had trouble with this last week. How many people come to the counter and actually say it correctly?
Yeah, seriously, I
want to know.
I know they would know. Other humans know how to pronounce it. It's just this human doesn't.
we got to say it, right? I don't know what it is. It's Dharaha 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Good.
Yes. I think that's right.
Well done. In Tamworth, next Thursday, we've got the Ladies' Movie Night happening for reminders of him. Plus, on March 20, we're also doing that Bollywood movie that Wagga's doing. And in Orange, on March 19, they're doing that Bollywood movie as well. I can't say it.
I can't do it. I just... Yeah, yeah, you're just don't, shocking. Yeah.
And also on March 29 and April 1, we've got the Orange Film Festival happening and they're playing No Other Choice, which will be very interesting because I know Orange Film Society actually do some great choosing of those sort of movies.
Also opening up next week, now this is a great little movie. It's an action, it's a comedy, a thriller, a bit of sci-fi to it as well, with Joe Keery out of Stranger Things of Netflix. Sorry, the streaming service we will not mention. Liam Neeson, Georgina Campbell. Yeah, and Mr. Lee, do you like the look of this one? Because I do.
I actually watched the trailer and it actually does look really good.
Two young employees, they're in this facility and there's this bioterror operative and they have the wildest night they've got to survive to save humanity from extinction.
Wow. Yeah. God, sounds good. So obviously the cold storage room becomes warm. Now, something else that I'm looking forward to is Reminders of Him. It's a romance drama, and it is from Colleen Hoover's number one New York Times best-selling author, and it is all about a lady who unfortunately has made a bad mistake and it has cost someone's life, and after release from prison, she attempts to reconnect with her daughter. And I must say, it does look a bit tearjerker. But it is also a romance. So, yeah, she tries to rebuild.
Micah Monro in that one, who is awesome. She's been Follows, Long Legs, The Watcher. Yeah, so she's been in a few movies over the years. Yeah, I do like this. And you know what we like, Mr. Lee? We love a good tearjerker. So
we do. We do.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a little while.
No, so we haven't, have we?
No.
It's been a while. Yeah, I think that's probably, yeah. We will have to see what we can do about that one. So, yeah, that's next week, as well as Goat, which we'll talk more about those movies next week.
Great. Well, that's next week.
Yes.
In the meantime, we're getting out of here. We're coming back tomorrow, though, with our Flickster. And I'm so excited because it's Scream 7 tomorrow we are previewing.
Right up your alley. I know you love the Scream franchise.
Love it. Love it. I haven't been to see it yet, but I will get around to it. We can talk about it tomorrow, though. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
Well, I might be sick.
I was going to say, you haven't had a sick day in a little while, so you might turn up. Yeah, that's fine. If you don't turn up, that's fine. I'll just do it with the Flickster. I mean, yeah. I'll do a good job.
Hey, well, hey, I don't do much now, so.
Hey, you said it. So you said it, so
yeah.
I don't even have to say a bloody thing. I look like the good guy, so that's good. I'm so glad.
Actually, I should have. Yeah, sorry.
Maybe anyway. This is what has been happening with you going to therapy lately, right? Maybe
yes. The therapist said
you've got to take control of your own actions.
Okay? Correct. Yes, and I must say the therapist is working quite well. So
I'm glad doing amazing things. Before I go, Mr. Lee, quick question for you. Have you filled up your car?
No.
And your jerry cans? No?
No. No, why?
Have you heard about the craziness happening in the Middle East at the moment? Fuel, Mr. Lee,
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I did say Dubai Airport got hit, which is not good. Oh. We should be doing that. I never thought of that. God, fuel will go up, won't it?
God, now I've given you ideas. Probably should have done that.
Yeah, look out. No more fuel for you.
Watch out, Tamworth, he's coming. Wonderful day, and we'll catch you tomorrow for our Flickster.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.